the stress that's going on around this country is too much for people. The Bible talks about that times, about that in the Bible, where at the end times men's hearts would fail them. And you know, when you don't look to Jesus as your answer and your source, you're going to cause yourself to be under stress and pressure. And it's not something that you should do. You should look to Jesus and let Him be your source of peace. Let Him be your news channel. Here's a interesting thing. Everybody calls Jesus the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, but Jesus didn't speak Greek. Here's the Aleph and the Tav. I believe is how they said that. Aleph in the Hebrew Bible, in the Hebrew alphabet, was an ox. And the Tav, or I think that's right, I can't remember exactly, was a cross. Everything points to the cross. Everything points to Jesus. Jesus is everything. Let Him be your final answer on what's going on. Doctors, they have this habit of feeding people information that they've gathered with their five natural senses. And they take it as being facts, and they feed people these facts, what they've found. But you need to take that at face value and know this, that Jesus, the beginning and the end, has the final answer in your life if you will let Him. If you'll put more confidence in what He says than what they say, you'll be fine. Amen. Open up your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. We'll continue on with our creative love giving adventure. Has this been an adventure so far? Father, we thank You in the name of Jesus for this opportunity to worship You in spirit and in truth. And we thank You for the Holy Spirit, who is always here to teach us and guide us and show us how to rightfully divide Your word of truth. When we do that, we'll get revelation from Your word, as You've already given us the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that we can learn from You. We can learn of Jesus, learn from Him. And we take His yoke on us. We thank You for this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, there's blessings to liberal souls, not only from God, but from recipients. Sometimes, you know, when you're being guided by the Holy Spirit and you've asked Him and you're listening to Him and He says, you go over here and you give this sum of money to this certain person. Notice I didn't say pastor. See, there's too much of that. There's too many people trained to think that your pastor is the only one that can get any money. It's got to all go to the church. And, you know, a lot of people suffer. You know, there's evangelists out there. They're part of the fivefold ministry. There's teachers out there. There's apostles and prophets. There's missionaries. There's all kinds of people out there that God wants blessed. And He wants to use you to bless them. Now, when you go and you hit the target, God has showed you who to bless, and you go in there and bless them, and you just see it on their face. It's like the weight's off. All of a sudden, they're in a whole new dimension. Maybe you come up there and you gave somebody $1,000. It doesn't seem like a lot to some people, but you know what? Somebody did that. They left $1,000 in our box one time, and that was a new set of tires, man. And believe me, I could see air. I could see the air on my tires. But we got a new set of tires. You know? It was like, that was a whole weight that got lifted off our shoulders. Amen? 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Verse 10. Now he that ministers seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, multiplies your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to God. So verse 10, it shows God's part in this. Says, now he that ministers seed to the sower, both ministers bread for your food. So there, the first part of it. God, he gives you the seed to sow. Did you know that you could ask God, said, I want to give somebody something. I want to help in this cause. I want to be a part of this deal. I don't have the finances. Could you bless me with some seed to sow so I can sow into this? Did you know he'll do that? He'll do that. He likes it when people ask him and they can get involved in his deal. And then ask him for his help so that they can get in there. Amen? He likes it. He'll get the seed to you. Then you go sow it. Here's another thing. Sometimes people get a little bit worried. If I sow this seed, I might have to tighten my belt just a little bit here and make sure we got enough food. Come on. That's a legitimate question. A lot of people, it crosses their mind. They may not say it out loud, but they have it in their mind and have it in their heart. But this verse right here takes care of that. Not only does he minister seed to the sower, but he also feeds you. He ministers bread to you for your food. Amen? And you've been working your fingers to the bone so you can have some bacon and biscuits. Get it in reverse. Why don't you? Why don't you just turn around and say, okay, this is a job and I'm placed in this for a reason. I have contact with new people, different people. But also, it gives me a place to gather some seed so I can have something to sow. Amen? That'll change your attitude on a lot of stuff. See, God is the one who ministers seed to the sower and bread to the eater. All this comes from God. Did you notice this? All this comes from God. Since we cannot exist without Him, He has the right to regulate how it is to be dispersed. A lot of pastors need to get this through their thick head. Because they will sit there and tell you it all. All of it. All of it goes to the church. All of it goes right here in this basket. Some of them go so far, man, you're just not a part of this body if you don't bring it all into this basket. Sometimes it's just none of their business. God, he's got it under control. And the pastor would just shut up. He'll take care of him too. You're not going to hear too many preachers say this kind of stuff. He'll take care of you. He will feed you. And he will make sure you have the stuff that you need. And he'll give you seed to sow too. Now, he has a right to regulate how this is to be dispersed. It is also God who increases the fruit of righteousness and blesses all sowing and increase of the gospel. Now here's the thing. I've seen this so many times in the Word of Faith circles. Somebody wants to show the appearance of being blessed so they'll appear to be a good Christian and be in the circle, the Word of Faith circle, and they're missing the boat. So what they do, they go get a loan, get a new pickup, go get a loan, get a brand new house, go get a loan to get this, go get a loan to get that, and then they'll pull up in church, $50,000 pickup, pulling a $100,000 horse trailer, and everybody will look at them like, man, they are blessed. No, they're broke. They're in debt up to here. And they're laying at bed every night worrying about how they're going to pay all this stuff off. And any little hiccup in the road happens to their job, it's gone. I've seen that so many times. There's coal miners, I don't know how many times I've seen them guys, and people in the oil field just get wiped out overnight. Just boom, bang, it's done. What happened? They're out there running out there faster than what they needed to be going. And if they'd have just stopped and kept sowing their seed and let God bless them, all that stuff that they wanted would have been paid for. Sometimes we need to just stop. The church needs to just stop. That's the one thing I liked about this church when we built this parsonage. When the final nail was driven into that place, that thing was paid for. It was paid for. We never borrowed one red cent. Amen. Not one red cent. It was paid for. But the thing is, you got to get out there and you got to get active. You're not going to end up with a house till you dig a ditch. And then everything else will fall in place. Same way with life. You want the blessing to run into you, you got to get out there. Get active in God's deal. See, if you get busy about his business, he'll get busy about yours. Amen? And you watch. When you get concerned about his business and you start doing sometimes just little things to advance the kingdom of God, helping people, help find somebody to bless, find somebody to help. Go out there and spread the gospel, share the gospel, be a witness with people. You watch how he supernaturally causes things to come your way. He'll cause jobs to come your way. Just he'll cause increase to come your way. But it's him. He causes it. Amen. He just needs you to be a willing participant in this deal. Amen. And get out of the way. Do the things he asks and let him do the doing. Verse 10 talks about the minister part. Here God is represented by providence. That's a curious word. You don't hear that talked about much, but providence. Providence means that the one that created the thing provides for it. You belong to God, He's going to provide for you. He's going to feed you. He feeds birds. He feeds birds. You're much more valuable to Him than a sparrow. But He feeds those birds. And notice those birds, they don't sow, they don't reap. They just live and eat. But not one sparrow falls to the ground without Him knowing about it. But here, He's given us the grand design. He shows us how to sow. Here's the thing now. Sometimes people forget this part. You've got to reap. See, if a farmer went out there and planted a field of corn, went out there and prepared the soil, got it all just right, got it all just perfect, went out there and planted this corn, and this corn just blew up. God caused the increase, and that corn grew up, and it had all this ears of corn on it, and that farmer sat there and said, man, that's a nice looking crop of corn, and that stuff cured up, and it was ripe for the harvest, and he said, praise God, He's going to supply all my needs. He's going to take care of me. And he didn't reap that harvest. There's a lot of Christians in that boat. There's a lot of Christians that have been putting money in the offering plate and giving to missions and doing different things, and they're not reaping their harvest. Well, how do we do that? You start thanking God. You thank God. You say, Father, I thank you for the grace of my Lord Jesus Christ. That though he was rich, yet for my sake he became poor, and I through his poverty have been made rich, and I received that. You've freely given unto me all things with Christ Jesus, and I receive that with open arms and thankfulness. Amen. And you say, you know, you said that if I give, it would be given unto me good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall be given to my bosom. Now, people have a tendency to fall into pride. Because somebody will come up and say, I want to bless you. Nah, we're doing all right. We're okay. We got enough. We're working. We got enough food in the freezer. Hey, shut up. Just shut your mouth. And just if you say anything, say, thank you. I received that with a gratefulness in the name of Jesus. Because you know what happened? You was sowing this seed and you was praising God for the answer, and he got a guy that heard him, that was willing to be used like that, come up there to bless you, and you just said, no, I'm okay. You know how stupid that is? That's foolish. I had a guy. One time, God laid it. This guy was going to go on a mission. And I had $100 and God laid it on my heart. I said, man, you ought to get in on this. And I went up there and I said, man, are you okay? You ready to go? And he said, yeah. And I said, you got enough money? Yeah, we're okay. And I said, well, how are you going to get gas? I said, God's going to supply our needs. And he was rattling off one faith confession or another. I said, and finally I just had to grab him and just say, just shut up. He's a young minister. I got $100. I said, I'm going to sow into your ministry, and you're going to take this, and you're going to be thankful for it, and you're going to go out there, and you're going to get somebody born again. He looked at me kind of funny. I said, man, it ain't going to do you any good. You can wear your tongue out saying all these faith confessions, but if you don't receive it, there's two things that you're doing. And I'm not going to let you do one of them. Number one, you're not receiving. And number two, you're blocking my seed sowing. So shut up. Look, you got to receive it. You got to receive it, but you got to get your pride out of the way. I will tell you, it is very humbling. Very, very humbling. Me and my wife knew this lady. She was one faith step right after another, and things were not easy for her. And she would come in, she would have her ankles wrapped with bandages. They were swelled up. But she would bring her daughter, which I think was retarded. They're in church every time the door swung open. And we'd visit with them, and man, it just brought joy to her heart. And we would bless her. You know, we didn't have a whole bunch, but we'd find ways. We'd get cards, you know, little gift cards, and $50 here and there, and bless her. And she was just so thankful and so grateful. And we were her friends. And then one day, she just called. We were here. And she knew we were building this house. And one day she called and said, I want to be a part of what you're doing. So I finally sold my property and I moved into this. It was an assisted living. And I got some cash. And I want to send you a love offering for that church you're in. She sent $3,500 down here. That was her seed. And she was sowing it on purpose. And she had it on her heart. She got that idea from God to bless this ministry. That will humble you. See, we knew her personally. We could just sit there and say, man, thank God. Or you could say, no, we know you're having a hard time and life is hard and you just keep your money. What'd you do? You just shut God's blessing off. You shut her seed sowing off. You got to get your pride out of the way. You got to be able to receive as well as sow. Amen? God will use people to bless you. He's not going to send a jackrabbit with a backpack full of money to you. He could. But more likely, he's going to deal with somebody's heart to go bless you. Amen? This is cool stuff. He's the provider. That's what providence means. So here God is represented by providence as leading the grand course of all causes and effects. He's keeping everything in its proper place with all things working in harmony and according to his laws, each dependent on another, and all things dependent on himself. What law? What laws that I could I possibly be talking about? The law of love. You know, it took great love for that woman to send that money here. He'll cause some of the most creative things, some of the most creative miracles. If you get involved in this deal, it's really cool. One time we needed some money for this house for the next phase, and I was in there working, and this guy that doesn't go to church here, I think he's been in here once. Maybe twice. He come in to the house, and he said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Oh, I'm building this house." And he said, "Well, show me around." So I was showing him around and showing him all the different rooms. And he said, "What do you got going on next?" I said, "Well, our next part is this air conditioning unit. And we got to get an air conditioner up there." Just showing him. And never told him we needed anything. He reached into his vest, pulled out an envelope and handed it to me. Said, "I want to sow into your ministry here." He doesn't go to church here. He goes to another church in town. Said, "I want to sow into your ministry." And I said, "Okay, we'll receive that in the name of Jesus." And we prayed. Looked around a little bit more. Said, "Oh, I got to go back to work." I said, "Okay, I appreciate it." There was $5,000 $100 bills in there. In that envelope, $5,000, that got us our next step. This is about the same time that little old woman sent $3,500 down. And my pastor from Wyoming called, said, I just want to bless you. And he sent another $4,500 down. Look, folks, just get yourself out of the way and just go on about the simple things. Be a blessing. You're blessed to be a blesser. But you have to be a receiver. If you want to be a quality blesser, you have to be a quality receiver. Amen? You got to be a harvester. So God's keeping everything in its proper place. And he gave us these three laws that we follow. The law of love, number one. The law of sowing and reaping. That's a spiritual law, sowing and reaping. I know that you're not under the law, but this is not part of the law. Amen. Sowing and reaping. And the law of faith. Here's where people sometimes stumble. They don't really believe God is a giver. They spent so much time thinking about how Christian they are, how Christian their neighbor is. But I got a question for you. How Christian is your God? How Christian is he? How much of a giver is he? He's the ultimate giver. We need to be the ultimate receivers. Amen? Verse 11 says that we're being enriched. God increases riches to be used for his glory and the good of men. Has any of you ever heard of Laterno Heavy Equipment? This is an interesting guy. This guy's whole family was missionaries. Everybody, they were all missionaries. They go all over the place. They go all over the place going on these missions. So here's this guy. He's getting ready to... He's at that age where it's time to make a decision, and God hasn't told him to go out on the mission field. And he said, "Wow, man, everybody in my family is a missionary." God showed him another thing. He started making heavy equipment. He started making equipment that nobody ever seen. He started making equipment that just baffled people. He knew how to make this stuff. Amazing stuff. Earth-moving stuff. Huge stuff. Pretty soon, he's a billionaire. Pretty soon, he's given 90% of his income into the mission field. And then he had money to go out into the mission field. And he'd go out there and do these jobs for these villages out there. And he'd take the equipment. He had the money. I mean, he could take a cat. He could take a loader. He could take a backhoe, whatever he wanted. He'd go down there and he'd build this stuff for this village. And then he'd just leave the equipment. Well, he could do that if he wanted to. See what happened? God used him in a creative way. Some of the major food chains, you know, like Chick-fil-A, that guy's amazing. And he says, I don't want my guys, you guys need to be able to go to church. He encourages his people to go to church. And he just gives and gives and gives. One guy, I read, this guy showed him a picture of him standing on his yacht. And he was a cancer survivor. He said, God got me through this deal. I guess he just wants me to give some more. he just gives. I noticed one thing about Wayne Myers. The first time I ever laid eyes on him, he reached in his pocket and grabbed all the money he had in his pocket. It was just a little bit of change and a few bills. And the first girl he grabbed, he just grabbed her hand and put that money in her hand. And that was his lifestyle. He's 90-something years old. He's still out on the mission field. And they have a car. The only reason they have a car is because the people that gave him the car won't sign the title over to him. Because he'll give it away. And they have a refrigerator and a few odd little things. But that's what they do. They give. They give everything away. They'll find a pastor in Mexico that needs a car. They'll get him a car. They'll find a village in Mexico or somewhere remote region of the world that needs a church. And he'll say, if you'll build the walls, I'll build the roof. This is creative love giving here. He doesn't usually have $100 in his pocket. And he's telling these people that he'll build a roof for them. So how does he do that? He says, hey, anybody out there in the rest of the Christian world want to get involved in what I'm doing? Jump in. My pastor was building 3 or 4 roofs a month out of that ministry. And he's built over 7,500 churches. There's lots of ways to get active in the kingdom of God. It's important to not get self-centered on your own little church group. You know, I hear many pastors say that. It's important to make sure that these missionaries get some. See, that's one thing. When it comes in here, it goes out. Because we have missionaries all around the country, all around the world, actually in Central America, Australia, Guatemala, Mexico. There's like 7 or 8 of them, I believe. this church sends money to these different missionaries, different ministries. So it's not just getting stagnant here. It goes out. But it's important to make sure that you spend a little time checking in with God and asking Him. Yeah, it is important to support your home church where you get fed. And it's important to make sure that your neighbor down the road who's struggling, you reach out and give him a helping hand. Amen. Thank you, Father, for your word. We bless you. We praise you. We thank you for everything that Jesus has done for us in his death, burial, and resurrection. We thank you that he has set us free. Now, we can walk in the liberty of Christ. We can walk in true freedom. We praise you for this. We thank you that your word is our anchor. It's the anchor to our souls. We praise you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.